Chapter 4. Peter opens his eyes in front of him, close to 3 a.m. Stiles is sitting in the armchair that is kept tucked into the corner of Peter's room, his hand twined with Peter's over the blanket. He's not talking, choosing to enjoy the silence. His shadows are calm, and Stiles's free hand pets over the mass of them where they're settled over his lap. It's a good night, which has followed a fairly good week. He's going to be turning 15 soon, and things are good. Stiles is letting his eyes slip closed for longer and longer periods of time. He finds that he doesn't need much sleep to keep himself going. He compensates with food that his body burns as energy and naps during Harris's class, the shadows under his feet paying attention to the lesson. Honestly, Stiles would much rather spend the night awake and with Peter, like he's done for years, and tonight is no different. Fighting back a yawn, he rubs his eyes and blinks them in rapid succession, forcing himself to sit upright in hopes that it'll wake him a little. Dad had cooked that night, or had attempted to cook, and Stiles had decided to go without instead of eating the charred piece of meat his dad had served him. He isn't hungry, but he is tired, and he's finding it harder and harder to keep his eyes open, which is probably why he doesn't notice Peter's eyes fluttering open as it happens. And when he finally does, it doesn't kick in that this is unusual until the hold on his hand goes unusually tight. Peter's fingers clenching around his hand until it feels like the bones are grinding together. Stiles blinks himself into awareness, his shadows rising along his back, ready for whatever needs to be done before Stiles's breath catches in his throat. "Your eyes are gorgeous," Stiles breathes out, jumping out of his chair and leaning over Peter's bed to get a better look. He doesn't let go of Peter's hand, and instead brings his other hand up to thumb the soft skin under Peter's eyes. His shadows crawl up his side and along his arm, pressing on the little control that raises the bed until Peter is sitting up. His eyes are darting all around the room, taking in as much as he can from his position. They track up and down Stiles's body heavily, and for a moment he wishes he was dressed in something nicer than his dad's old hoodie and his most comfortable pair of jeans. "Hello," he says quietly, and Peter's eyes snap up to his face. Stiles can feel his cheeks getting warm, and he knows that he's flushing under Peter's sharp gaze. There's so much in his eyes, much more than Stiles knows how to name, and he loses himself staring, watching his irises shift in the soft light coming from the corner lamp. Stiles takes a deep breath, and Peter's grip tightens around his fingers. "It's nice to finally meet you." The skin around Peter's eyes crinkle, and Stiles catches the corner of his lips, twitching up. He smiles so widely that his eyes scrunch up, and his shadows pulsate with glee all around him. Stiles watches Peter's eyes trace around the room, looking at Stiles' shadows with open curiosity. The shadows seem to enjoy Peter's attention as they dance around the room, preening when his eyes follow them. "These are my shadows," Stiles tells him. He's told him before, of course, but he has no idea how much Peter may remember from the last few years. Peter's lips tilt into a smile that takes Stiles' breath away. And when he speaks, his voice is scratchy, rough from disuse, but still the most beautiful thing that Stiles has ever heard.
"You must be Stiles."
Stiles laughs, louder than he ever lets himself be in Peter's room, knowing the shadows will cover his outburst. His eyes are stinging, and he presses even closer, shifting so he can cup Peter's cheek in his palm, his thumb still moving over his stubbled skin. Like this, Peter is even more attractive than ever before, and Stiles can't look away. "I didn't think you'd ever wake up," Stiles tells him, his voice shaking as emotion builds and builds until his chest feels so full it could burst. "Peter."
"Well, I had to introduce myself sometime, didn't I?" Peter says, and Stiles laughs again, tears spilling over and clouding his vision.
He takes his hand from Peter's face to wipe them away, quickly putting it back, needing to touch and prove to himself that this is real.
It would be just rude otherwise to leave my mate waiting so long after giving me such a lovely courting gift.
That draws Stiles up short. His smile falls just a little, trying to figure out what exactly Peter could mean, while his brain tries to process that Peter had just called him his mate, which, in hindsight, actually makes a lot of sense and explains the way his shadows act about him. It's still overwhelming with what he knows about mates, but it isn't an unpleasant thought. Peter is attractive. That's something that Stiles has always known. Even when he was younger, he thought that Peter was pretty. But as Stiles got older and started having certain thoughts and urges, the way he's felt about Peter has changed. He still thinks Peter is pretty, especially now when the scars that cover his face are no longer charred and inflamed, and just raised lumps and lines of white skin. Peter is the hottest thing that Stiles has ever seen, really, and Stiles has thought that since his very first wet dream, which had starred nothing but Peter's face and the rough skin of his burned hand against his body. The thought of courting Peter is more than pleasant, but Stiles doesn't remember doing any such thing, even if he has thought about it every now and again. "I didn't leave you a courting gift," he said, and as soon as the words leave his mouth, he regrets them. If Peter thinks he left him something, especially something he liked enough to wake up, Stiles should have just run with it. Peter's lips pull down into a frown, and Stiles wants to lean in and find out what they taste like.
"Jennifer's heart, darling. I do appreciate such a carnal show of affection."
Peter's lips are twisted into a grin that makes Stiles shiver, heat pooling in his belly and making his cheeks flush.
Peter breathes in deeply, his nostrils flaring before he grins even wider.
"I don't..." Stiles stops, biting into his bottom lip. He pulls his hand away from Peter's cheek to put it on his hip, and he turns toward the mass of swirling darkness.
"What did you guys do to Jennifer's body?"
They slink down to the floor, pooling into a shifting mass that manages to look sheepish. Stiles breathes deeply as he looks heavenward, shaking his head. "Next time you leave someone a human heart, can you at least tell me so I don't look like an idiot?"
"You definitely don't look like an idiot," Peter tells him sweetly, and Stiles looks down to find him smiling softly, prettily.
He likes the way it shapes Peter's face. He leans in before he can stop himself or remind himself of all the reasons that this is a horrible idea, and he presses their lips together gently. He's never kissed anyone before, and he tries to ignore how that thought makes him feel. Stiles is nothing more than a kid, not even 15 yet, but Peter is kissing him back, making Stiles' heart race against his chest almost painfully. They only pull apart when Stiles needs to breathe, his entire face warm, the heat traveling down his chest. He knows that he must be blushing darkly, and he's worried that Peter won't like how it looks. He's been told it makes him look sick, and he doesn't want Peter to think of him like that.
"You're gorgeous," Peter says,
as though he could read Stiles' mind. And Stiles ducks his head with a smile.
"I can't move much else, but why don't you come up here?" Peter says, his smile turning lewd. "You don't smell nearly enough like me, and that needs to change."
Stiles flushes darker, but he does as Peter asked. It takes a bit of time to get himself into the hospital bed and curled up against Peter's chest, but he manages. When Peter asks, he pulls the man's arm around his shoulders and drapes it there. He pushes up for a kiss, throwing his leg over both of Peter's and curling even closer, draping more of his weight against his chest.
"Darling," Peter breathes,
nosing Stiles' temple and rubbing his chin across his forehead, pulling a giggle from Stiles.
"I'm so happy you found me."
"I'm happy I found you too," Stiles says quietly, wrapping a hand around Peter's waist to squeeze him in a hug. The smile on his face so wide he's worried it's going to split his face open. Ever since Peter began to talk, things have changed. The most noticeable is how much they touch. Before, Stiles was always hesitant to do much more than hold Peter's hand, not knowing if the touch would be wanted. But now that Peter is able to express himself, it's clear that he wants Stiles to touch him. Stiles doesn't sit in the chair, not when Peter insists that he curls up with him on the bed. Peter's favorite position seems to be Stiles spread over his lap, and Stiles can't say that he minds it either. He tends to wrap Stiles in his arms as much as he can. Sometimes he'll have Stiles pull an arm around him so that he can hold him better. Peter says that Stiles doesn't smell like him, and every night Peter spends the time rubbing his face into Stiles' neck and shoulder and across his hair, leaving behind his scent. Knowing that he smells like Peter always makes him feel a certain way, and sometimes he gets hard when Peter drags his lips over his skin. Peter can't really move, and Stiles doesn't want to do anything to make Peter uncomfortable. If he does get hard, he'll just leave it until it goes away, cuddling up with Peter. Tonight he doesn't waste any time before crawling into bed. Peter opens his arms as much as he can, letting him burrow close. He still doesn't have full movement, but his hands are fine and he can move at the elbow. "Have you heard from Laura and Derek?" Stiles asks quietly. His face is pressed into Peter's neck and Peter's hands are running along the bare skin of his thighs. It's summer and the nights are hot, and Stiles definitely uses that as an excuse to wear short shorts. The fingers around his thigh go tight enough that they sting, but all Stiles does is cover the rough skin with his own hand. Peter takes a deep breath, holds it, and then lets it out, slowly.
"They abandoned me."
His voice is more of a growl than actual words. Stiles has never heard him like this before, and his heart clenches painfully. He raises the hand to his mouth so he can brush a kiss against Peter's knuckles, settling in heavier against his lap. He hates upsetting Peter. Certain things will make him angry, specific words or being touched a certain way, and Stiles always feels bad. It's hard on them both when it happens, because not even Peter knows if something is going to upset him until it does. "Do you want to know where they are?"
"No." "Pack is important to werewolves, darling. It's more than family. We're connected to each member of our pack. They're part of ourselves, and we share a bond with them that is tangible. When my family died, it felt like I was losing pieces of myself, like I was having my limbs torn away. I felt every single pack bond break and felt as though I was nothing more than a hollowed out corpse. I was nothing, and they left me behind in this place under my own name. It would have been easy for hunters to find me and finish their job. They abandoned me and I had nothing."
Peter's breathing is labored and Stiles rubs his fingers in little circles over his chest. This isn't something they've ever talked about before. And the pain in Peter's voice makes Stiles' eyes burn with tears for him.
"That is, until you. I was stuck in my own head for years until I started hearing your sweet voice. And my wolf forced me to get better so I could meet you. You are my pack, my family, everything that I need. You are my mate, sweetheart."
Peter's words make Stiles flush, and his heart all but beats out of his chest. It feels like a lot, knowing how much Peter cares about him. But Stiles, well, Stiles feels the same. There's never going to be anyone else for him. "I love you," Stiles says quietly. It's not the first time he said it, and certainly not the last time. Peter says the words back, and then they fall in a bittersweet silence for some time. Even as they lie together, Stiles' mind works, never settled, and he finds that he can't keep in the question he wants to ask. Do you know who set the fire?" Stiles hazards, his heartbeat picking up. He knows some things, but who said it is still a mystery that he hasn't had any answers to. "It was hunters, right?"
Brilliant boy, Peter murmurs, his lips brushing Stiles' forehead as his hand goes back to petting his thigh. You were right. It was hunters, but they had no cause for what they did. The Argents are a monstrous family who have caused more death within the supernatural community than any name should. They don't hunt with a code. They kill indiscriminately. They wiped out my family because they didn't like that we existed.
Peter's voice breaks, and Stiles turns so that he can kiss him, twisting his torso and pressing up. Peter sighs against his mouth, kissing back, and Stiles lets the soft slide of their lips distract both of them until the claws that had been pressing into Peter's skin melt back into his fingers. He pulls back after a few minutes, enjoying the way Peter's eyes slowly blink and feeling proud of causing the lazy smile on his face. Stiles grabs Peter's other hand and plays with it, running his thumb over the fingers and tracing the line of his palms, something to help keep him settled even as his mind begins to run. We could kill them. Wipe out the Argent name, Stiles says, staring down at where he's playing with Peter's fingers, turning them about as his mind works.
Oh, darling, you are perfect. Peter breathes out, and he tucks Stiles into a kiss, hungrier than any they've shared before.